Welcome to another episode of Systematic Geekology. This is a space where we seek to create and cultivate healthy conversations between those things we geek out on and the philosophical and theological questions that often arise out of our fandoms. Like, what does it mean to be human? What makes a hero? What makes a villain? How do the stories and narratives we geek out on shape how we live in the world? We are your priest to the geeks. We aren't all ordained, but we see ourselves as mediators at the intersection of geek culture and going deeper in our faith. We don't always have to agree, but we do respect each other, and we see everyone as a beloved child of God. Everyone geeks out on something, so come geek out with us and enjoy the show.
You're listening to an Anna's Owl Ministries podcast. Ohana means family, but does that mean we can't let our loved ones go to become their own person? We're going to be asking that question a lot more in this special episode as we compare the new live-action adaptation of Lilo and Stitch to the original animated. I am Joshua Knoll, a big Diz nerd, if you didn't know, here with another Diz nerd, the one and only Evan Garcia. How's it going, Evan?
What's up, guys? Ohana means family and a really good restaurant at the Polynesian Resort.
So true. Maybe Disney's best, perhaps. Although... you can't get Tonga Toast in Ohana. You have to go to...
Yeah, you have to go to the Kona Cafe.
One of the other ones there. Or the bar down below.
I have a funny story about the Tonga Toast.
Yeah. I have a funny story about Pog Juice, where TJ and I had a drinking competition with Pog Juice.
Nice.
No alcohol. And we didn't make a rule about throwing up. We just...
kept going.
We were just miserable for a full day of Disney after that. And now I need to go back, because they do have the bar in the bottom of the... that resort has the Pog Juice with Dole Whip and rum.
Amen.
And I'm like, man, that sounds like a match made in heaven. Got to try that at some point. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, guys. So what am I geeking out on? I'll cheat. I'm geeking out on Kingdom Hearts. Surprise everybody, right? Yeah. A lot of times, you know, when I play through the Kingdom Hearts franchise, I like to skip Dream Drop Distance.
What's that? Dream Drop?
Not good. Yeah, Dream Drop Distance. It was the Nintendo DS version.
Oh.
One of the side games, I guess, but it's not really a side game because the story kind of depends on it, which is annoying, but whatever.
One of those things.
Gotcha. But I'm playing it. And at first I was like, I'm going to play it and just ignore the spirits part, which is the most annoying part of the game, and it makes the game dumb. but instead I was like, you know what? What if I just indulge it? And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to pretend like I like this and see if I can have fun with it and find the good in it. Not the flagship series this year.
Love it.
And I am actually enjoying it. All I had to do was convince myself that, you know what? I want to sit here and pet some dream animal thing in the middle of my Kingdom Hearts game.
Is that what that was? I think I was talking about that.
It is definitely a huge part of the game. Okay. Yeah. But anyway, I'm having fun with it because I've convinced myself. I gaslit myself into it, and now I'm enjoying it. Evan, what about you, man? What have you been geeking out on?
I've been geeking out on something that has a connection to Kingdom Hearts, but not really, but it kind of does. So I'm going to say
it anyway.
I can
make a connection. Don't worry about it.
And it's so Disneyland just started their 70th anniversary celebration. And the main thing that they did for this celebration is you can get a big, big Disney key. And then you can go on this hunt around to go get the different portals almost. And then you get a free pin. But a lot of people, they made the connection between the key and the Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, yeah.
Sword and all
I
that.
So. Was incredibly aggravated because the key is absolutely not a Kingdom Hearts key. But what it does is you go from world to world within the land of Disney and unlock the worlds. And I'm like, so you're... real life doing Kingdom Hearts,
but you're not
with the wrong key for some reason.
And a bunch of bubbles.
Why not just look at that point? Like, why not just make it a key? You don't have to tell people that's where it came from.
Exactly.
It's okay. It's okay. Just like I enjoy the live action Lilo and Stitch, even though it doesn't have Gantu. We're gonna talk about that too. things that we wish were there that aren't. But before that, if you're on a laptop, rate, review our show on Podchaser or Good Pods. It's going to help our show gain recognition, make it easier to find on like Google, Yahoo, those kind of things. If you're on your phone, rate, review, comment on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It's going to help our show in those algorithms where most people listen to podcasts. Also got a shout out, Trip Fuller. We love you, Trip. And we love all of our sponsors on Apple Podcasts, Captivate, and Patreon. So if you want to shout out like Trip, start your own podcast called Homebrew Theology or Homebrew Christianity, something. Or you could just sponsor our show for $3 a month, which is probably a lot easier on Apple Podcasts, Captivate, or Patreon. So either become a podcast legend or $3 a month, one of the two, or both if you're like Trip. It's fine. All right. And with that, we're going to jump right into this. Talking about Lilo and Stitch. Nice. Evan, first things first, what's your history with this franchise? Because, you know, it's not just a movie. At this point, it's like a movie, several TV shows, several follow-up movies.
There was a ride.
Multiple appearances in Kingdom Hearts. Ride. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, it's a whole thing. A hotel. Yeah.
No. Yeah, while we were waiting for to watch the new movie here just a few weeks ago with my family, I was reminded, or not reminded, I didn't know. I never saw the first one. It was just always, what? Yeah. I guess it came out when I was starting to get away from the kid movies and stuff. And I just assumed that I watched it this whole time. And I was like thinking, I was kind of racking my brain. No, I've seen this movie. And she was like, Dad, I don't think you've seen this movie. I was just like, dang, you're right. Oh my gosh. So I love the whole story, and I remember getting really pissed off when it replaced at Disney World, not Tower of Terror. What is it called?
The Stitch attraction.
Yeah, but it was so watered down, and Alien Encounter.
Yeah.
Alien Encounter was the one. Yeah. And where they replaced the big giant cockroach Men in Black looking alien with Stitch, and it was just like, oh, come on.
Yeah. Man, I remember when they first TP'd the Magic Kingdom Castle.
I remember seeing
for that ride. And they said Stitch did it. And I was like, man, I wish what I would have give to be one of the employees paid to TP the castle.
And to write that graffiti on there. Be
like, hey, I need you to TP the Magic Kingdom. Like, someone, like, what? You got paid TP Cinderella's castle? That's not even fair. That was someone's job at one point. Yeah.
That's funny.
Man, yeah. No, I grew up with this movie, the show. I loved the show. All the sequel films, loved it. I think Leroy and Stitch, honestly, it's like Marvel's Endgame, but better, and it came out first. Just got to say. Yeah, all of it I love. Even a little bit of the Stitch anime I watched. They had a Lilo and Stitch comic release last year. I loved it. Yeah, great stuff. I've always loved the franchise. Always had a good time with it. Since you watched it recently, did you want to maybe summarize this real quick?
Actually, I never did see it. I haven't had the time to see it yet. So I don't know. How I feel about that.
I'll take a stab. I'll take a stab at it. Jamba, Russian scientist who's not Russian because he's an alien. Anyway, evil scientist creates experiment. He's called Experiment 626, which later we find out in the show that it's because he's made that many experiments. But anyway, Experiment 626 in him, at the very beginning of the movie, they're on trial. They're like, well, is this experiment? It's, you know, basically, you shouldn't be playing God kind of deal. You can't just make a new life form. And they're like, is there anything good about you, Stitch? The evil scientist made him to be completely evil. So he says some phrase that's apparently really gross. He gets some mischief. He steals a car. He basically blows up all the alien stuff. It's not a very long part, but it's like super sci-fi in the beginning. It's funny because they have like a giant shark man and he kills it. His name's Gantu. He's not in the live action film, but anyway. I digress. Stitch takes the ship, crashes to planet Earth. find out Stitch can't be in water because his molecular structure is too dense. So he's stuck on an island as a creature that was meant to destroy cities and be a menace. There's no cities. It's not a lot of people. It's just island. And in order for the mad scientist, Jamba, to get his freedom, he has to go catch Stitch, and he can catch Stitch, return him to the Federation, and he'll get his freedom. They send Plinkley along with them because he's the Earth expert. They can't destroy Earth because that's where mosquitoes are, and that's, you know, an endangered species. So Jamba, Peekly, they go. Peekly's like a teacher's pet kind of person. I don't know. I feel like that's, you know, whatever. Yeah. Stitch ends up with this family because of shenanigans and realizes they can't attack him while he's with the humans. So he uses them as a shield. But humans are Nani and Lilo. Their parents passed. Nani is now watching over Lilo, her older sister. They get in trouble with child services because they're struggling financially. Nani loses her job. Turns out that Stitch also is a menace. Lilo's a really unique child. all this stuff's going on, and the child service person, Mr. Bubbles, he basically is in command. Stitch has to become a model citizen. Nani has to get a job. Lilo has to become a behaved child, basically. So you have a really long montage where Nani keeps trying to get his job, and Stitch keeps destroying things because he was literally built to destroy. Eventually, it looks like the family's going to be broken apart. All this stuff's happening. Lilo's very sad. And you finally have a moment where Stitch starts to break down. And Jamba's watching, and he realizes, what do you do when you are created for destruction and you end up alone? No one's related to you. You are the only kind. You're alone. Your only mission in life is impossible for you to do. You have no purpose. You have no family. You have no friends. What do? And that's when Stitch finds the storybook of the Ugly Duckling. And Lilo reads it to him. And for those who don't know the story, this duck feels all alone. It's like, I'm such an ugly duck. It turns out it's because he's a goose. He's not a duck. And at one point in the story, he's, I'm lost. And Lilo's reading that part. And that page is like really significant part of the story. Anyway, so after this moment, Stitch starts to try to make amends. They have like a whole charge. Like, you're this bad, but we need you to have this much bad level. And in order to become the model citizen, Lilo's decided the most model citizen is Elvis. So she tries to just teach Stitch to be Elvis. So he's going to be charming, give old ladies roses. He's going to play the music like Elvis, the whole shebang. Needless to say, stuff doesn't end up going right. Family looks like they're about to be split apart. Lilo's so upset by this, she tries to run away. Stitch gets captured and by Jamba. And he's like, wait a minute. Jamba, let me go help Lilo. And Jamba's like, why would I do that? Stitch makes some noise. He's like, so you just expect me to just stop everything we're doing and just help you get this little girl? He's like, oh, I mean family, whatever. And he's like, really? And Stitch just goes, And Jamba's like, that's a good argument. So they go and help Stitch save Lilo. And in this whole process, the aliens realize that Jamba's not doing his job, so they send Gantu, the giant shark man. And that's where you get some spaceship chases, different shenanigans happen there. Gantu ends up being the main antagonist. They defeat him. Grand Counselor Roman comes to get Stitch because he's still supposed to be in prison. And Stitch is like, I'll go, but let me say bye to my family. And she realizes that this alien creature that was meant to be an abomination has changed. So instead, she allows them to be exiled with Jamba and Peekly on Earth. And that's where you get the show with the whole family. Jamba, Peekly, Nani, Lilo, whole shebang. And it's great. It's a lot of fun. Yeah. But the main theme of the original cartoon would be that line, Ohana means family. Family means no one gets left behind. That's what Lilo says to Nani when they first get Stitch. And that's what Stitch learns throughout the movie. And that's why whenever Lilo gets captured, he's like, wait a minute, we have to get Lilo because she's family and no one can be left behind. Yeah. So that's like the main part of the movie. Yeah. Hey guys, again, thank you so much for listening to our show and being part of the Systematic Geekology team. If you want to support our team, you can do so by going to Captivate. And I know most people don't listen on Captivate, but it's in the description wherever you're listening. You can go to our website. At the very bottom, you have the options to either subscribe and you'll get some extra content and fun stuff, like our bonus questions, all those kind of things that hopefully you all come to love as much as I love making them with our fellow geekologists on the team. We also are hoping to do some future D&D campaigns, stuff like that, and all that's available for our sponsors. But if you don't have those extra funds and you're not really into the subscription thing, you can also leave a one-time tip, just one-time thing to help out our show as we kind of stay in the game with the podcasting, keep relevant with all the technology and all that stuff. And it costs a lot to run a show, and we appreciate you for your help. Again, Thank you so much for listening. We value your time, and we really, it means a lot to us that you give us your time by listening to our show and supporting us in that way. If you feel led to support financially as well, we appreciate that. Let's get back to the show. So that's the animated one. We want to talk some about the live action film as well that just came out that's been pretty controversial. I know you saw this one in theaters. Do you want to take a crack at summarizing this one so we can talk about some of the changes they made maybe?
They made it, they made a few kind of big changes, so much so that I kind of appreciated the swings that they took with it. They made a change where Gantu isn't the one following them. It's John McLeakley, they are there. They like the, they are the ones that are following them around, and they're voiced by Zach Galifianakis and the hot tub, the can I get a hot tub meme guy, which they made a reference to that in the movie, which I like when they, when someone says a meme, that was pretty cool. But they made some, there was some other difference where I think in the landing, she stays home, the older sister stays with them correctly, right? But in the new movie, she goes off to college and she lives her dream of trying to be a marine biologist. And I think there's two different lessons to learn from each one, and they are both valid. And I appreciate the fun that they had with the live action movie, where they had like he was just a menace to this place.
Yeah.
And but he was so cute. He was so cute. At the same time, the CGI was amazing on Stitch. Oh, yeah.
It looked really good.
Yeah.
For such a low budget they had to.
Yeah, because this was gonna be a Disney Plus, just kind of a one off thing.
Which is why the sci-fi bit in the beginning is even shorter in the live action than it was the
cartoon. That makes sense, yeah.
But the, there are some parts that really aggravate me that they took out. Some changes they made that I actually really liked, and some stuff that they added that I was like, oh, so cool. The Mr. Bubbles is now just like alien investigator guy, and then they had a different person for the child services. I actually really liked the thing. A lot of people were aggravated by it.
Yeah.
But I liked that a lot because they portrayed the child services a lot more positively in this film than they did the animated film. Yeah. For me, I appreciate that, even though I know that system can be really ugly. But for this being a kid's film and all the kids are having to go through that system, I kind of like not vilifying it. Feels like maybe a good thing, perhaps. Mm-hmm. I like that change. They also added a neighbor. This older lady.
Oh, she wasn't in the original?
No. The guy was. The dreamy guy that she, her boyfriend
yeah,
that she
ends yeah, up yeah, with.
Yeah. Yeah. But they didn't have him as an, I don't think they had him as a neighbor at all.
Oh.
And then, especially not his mom. So that was a really cool change. And that character, one of my favorite characters.
That was fun.
This is cool. I love that they added her. I don't like, Jamba's not a Russian scientist like at all. They just took that out because they wanted to avoid the conflict, I guess.
Yeah.
And they make him just straight up the villain. And I'm like, wait, Jamba's not the villain of the film. Like, what are y'all doing? That drove me crazy.
That was a pretty big swing. Yeah. I remember thinking like, man, like he's just missing the twirly mustache. I was just like, oh, wow.
Yeah. I was like, man, that's not the Jamba that I know and love. But I also, you know, I watched the whole TV show, which they basically portray Jamba and Pleakley as like a couple, even though they're not. And it's just,
I heard so that some people were aggravated that they didn't do that here.
Yeah, I know there was a lot of aggravation that Pleakley didn't cross-dress more.
Yeah, cross-dressing.
Like,
yeah.
To me, he still cross-dresses in the film. I think if they would have overdone it like they did in the cartoon with modern sensitivity, somehow we got more sensitive about this. Yeah, it would have made the whole point of the movie about that, which I think would have took away from the actual message they were trying to do. So I'm like, I'm glad that they included it. It needed to be included. I'm okay with them not overemphasizing it because I think it would have took away from the message.
Yeah, and about the social services, they made the social service representative the voice of the sister, correct, from the first one?
Oh, was it?
Yeah. And know. she's cool, the supermodel for Wayne's World too.
That's funny. Yeah, no, I didn't know any of that. That's really cool. Yeah. And of course, the other huge change that bothers me to my core, no Gantu. Of course, the reason for that is it would have been way too expensive to make him a CGI for a Disney Plus show. And by the time they decided it was for theaters, they had already done this, which is also why Jumba becomes a villain, because they can't have Gantu. They had to figure out, what can we do instead? And so they just kind of rewrote the story to make that work. I don't think it works. Jumba is just, he's one of those, like, just kind of like how in One Piece, they're pirates, but like, we know they're not really pirates. Mm. It's like Jamba's an evil scientist, but we know he's not really an evil scientist. He just likes to create characters that cause mischief. Like in the show, one of the aliens he creates to like cause terror, it's just a stoplight.
Oh,
just nice. Goes around and changes colors to mess with people. And I'm like, yeah.
The third blinks a little slower.
Yeah, I'm like, he's not like a evil, evil genius. He's just trying to cause some mayhem, you know? Whereas Gantu is like so rule thing, and he's like, he wants to move up. He's so transactional that he's not really a bad guy in the original film, but he's so transactional. He can't see the nuance. He can't see change. He can't see like, oh, hey, maybe something's going on here. And that stays throughout the entire show, all the way through Leroy and Stitch, where this is what's just, I'm going to get really nerdy. I'm sorry. In the TV series, Gantu ends up with Experiment 625, who is exactly like Stitch in every way, except for he's super hyper fixated on making sandwiches.
Love it.
So he has all the powers of Stitch, but the only thing he wants to do is make sandwiches. So he ends up with Gantu in the TV series, constantly making sandwiches, and Gantu's so annoyed, like, you know, you could do so much more. We could do this. We could capture him and get promoted. And we can get our bounty for capturing the alien and whatever. And 625 is named Ruben. He's like, or I can make a really killer meatball sandwich.
All right.
You know, it's like, that's his whole thing, man. But come through this entire, like, however many seasons the show lasts, and then they have Leroy and Stitch after several other movies, it turns out that relationship with Ruben changed Gantu. And that's like, okay. That's the whole thing that's really cool through all the original Lilo and Stitch franchise is like, it's all about like family and how we change one another through relationship.
Sure.
And So seeing all that's cool, and it's why I'm really sad that Gantu wasn't here, because even if they made more, they can't make the story what it was without him, you know? And I'm like, and that's where I'm like, I don't like that change, because I want to see more, because I love it.
Are there signs of them making more?
I don't know. So. I don't think they will because of how they did it, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
They always could just retcon it and be like, Gantu's here now.
Yeah.
Why not? I don't think it answers the question that much.
He was voiced by Terry Crews, right?
Good question.
I think it was, yeah, because that would have been fun to see him in a movie.
That would have been fun, but yeah, so I think the most substantial difference, though, is in the original, they keep going back to Ohana meets family, no one gets left behind. And that's where, like, you know, Stitch can't leave Lilo, Lilo can't leave Stitch. It's a whole thing, and that's, like, the message of the film. In this one, they say the Ohana line, but I think the message of the film actually comes from the song Hei Mele no Lilo, which is, like, a song for the lost. And whenever they're describing it, and this line gets used a few times, they talk about how, like, if you really love them, you let it go to grow, basically. And it changes from the message, oh, no one can be let go, to now the message of the film is, no, you choose to let go so that they can grow. And that's what's so different about this film. In the cartoon and everything that happens, Nani finds a way to do Lilo, and she just makes her whole life about raising this family, doing this family, right? And even earlier this year, or maybe last year, TJ and I did a whole episode about all the different Lilo and Stitch properties. And I brought up my biggest aggravation with the film Leroy and Stitch, which, again, it's just like Endgame, but Lilo and Stitch for some reason, where you have Experiment 627, who's even stronger and cooler than Stitch.
Is that, which one's Angel? The pink version.
624, maybe?
Okay, cool.
Wait, maybe she's 627 and Leroy 628. Unsure. But one of the other experiments. I love Angel. She's in the anime a lot.
She's
like
cool.
The Japanese and Chinese version. Yeah, she is cool. She's like Stitch, but cute and pink. Anyway, in the Leroy and Stitch film, everybody gets their dream. It's so cool. Like, Jamba gets to have his own lab and create new experiments and do stuff. And Pleakley gets to go be a scientist and do stuff. And Stitch gets to captain the little red ship and be like a police officer. And everyone's getting to live their own lives. And then they're like, oh, we're sad. We miss each other. And in the end of that film, they all give up their dreams to be together because family means more. And I mentioned telling TJ, when we were reviewing it, I like it, but I'm also really aggravated because why can't they have both? Like, I don't like this idea of like teaching children, give up on your dreams. And what I think this film does right for all the stuff that I am upset with the live action is it does teach that. Nani doesn't give up her entire life to raise Lilo.
Yeah.
The neighbor ends up being able to take care of Lilo, and Nani is able to go to college and also visit Lilo whenever she wants and is still part of the family. They're all still family.
You can lean on family. They're also able
to give each other space to grow. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, I talked a lot.
No, that comes only because you saw the first movie. I realize I've never seen it. But this was still impactful, and that idea of Lilo embracing the idea and being okay with her sister going off to college, that was a huge lesson. Like you said, it's a different lesson, but it's a good one to teach that you can have those the personalities within a family and you can still be together. So
yeah,
I appreciate that.
And it's as a Bible nerd, it also reminds me of something that when you learn more about Bible literature, especially if you follow like Pete Enns, some of the fun nerdery there is like where you see the Bible actually retells stories from other cultures.
Yeah.
And a lot of times that change ends up being the main point. Yeah.
Good point.
So like the story in Genesis, you can find it in other ancient texts, older texts than the Bible. What the Bible changed was putting women at a place of prominence, putting women as coming from the side of men and not from their foot.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like little changes like this. And the Bible retells these stories. And the point is what was changed. And you're like, oh, it actually makes it so much more meaningful when you see that. It doesn't steal the meaning. You're like, oh, the Bible retold that story. And I think the same challenge happens here. We can either be upset because they changed the story, or we can say, wait a minute, how much more meaningful is it that we still have that original story?
Exactly. And
we see that what they wanted to say with this was, hey, Ohana means family, but also it's okay to give each other space to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And like that change, I think, rather than taking away from the original film, I think it really adds a lot.
Totally right. That was a great analogy. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I use that one too much, but our listeners haven't complained to me yet, so.
No, because when you said that, like that applies to any kind of universe, any kind of fandom, almost.
Yeah, one that's something fans struggle with, right? Especially all these live action adaptations of our old films. We're like, oh, they changed this, or they did this, and I do think it's been done better and worse, right? Mm-hmm. Some of the changes made in Aladdin, I didn't like that much. And the Beast, the changes made, I thought added to the story.
Same here.
There was no changes in Lion King, and it made it boring.
Why am I watching this?
Yeah, like because they didn't change anything.
Nothing.
So I think the big lesson is like if you're going to keep doing this, Disney, because we know Disney listens to this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you're going to make an adaptation, make changes that are meaningful, not just changes to change stuff, and don't just make the same film over and over. I don't need the exact same film.
Right. Please don't just do it.
Yeah.
Book report version where it's like you know exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah, so I like that simile there. Mm-hmm. Book report version. So if you had for the live action, if you had to rate it 0 to 10, since you haven't seen the animated, what would you do with the live action?
0 to 10, I'll do a solid 7.5.
Yeah.
I had a fun time. There was a lady that was in back of us in the theater. She was asking questions, and the part where Alilo falls to the bottom of the ocean, she goes, why can't he just get up and motherfucking swim?
Oh man.
It was funny. So
that was a change I liked a lot too. I want to hear our friend Will speak to this at some point. Okay. So in the animated, right? A lot of the same stuff happens. Stitch pulls her down because the aliens are trying to capture her in the ocean and he can't swim because his molecular density or whatever. A lot of that happens pretty much the same. What was really cool, earlier in the film, they established some of the exercises you do with surfing where they're like carrying stuff on their back and walking on the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, that was cool.
And then they use that at the end of the film. Stitch tries makes a sacrifice of himself. This doesn't happen at all in animated. He tries to sacrifice himself to save Lilo, and he's stuck. And then Nani goes to try and save him. It ends up doing that surfing move. And I'm like, okay, that was a cool payoff. It was a cool nod to surfing culture, which is a large part of Hawaii. And it shows how like Nani is still awesome. Just because she didn't give up her life to raise Lilo doesn't make her any less cool.
Yeah.
Like I like Nani was awesome, man.
Yes, she was.
Yeah. So for me, I think I like 7.5. I'll probably just go 7. For the animated, I'd probably give it like a 9, 9.5, probably 9, maybe 8.5. I'll say 9 since I said 8.5 and 9.5. I'll say 9. Animated was great. I love the original version. And that doesn't take away from being able to like the live action, too.
Exactly.
I'm able to like both, exactly. Even if I like the animated better. My biggest fear, really, this is so weird. Just as an animation nerd, part of what made Lilo and Stitch so good is the watercolors they use for all the backgrounds. It really makes it feel so special.
Emphasis on the watercolors. Yeah.
And you can't do that in live action. I'm like, what are you going to do? But then I see that scene where Nani's explaining to Lilo that they might be separated and they're sitting on the porch and you have like these trees surrounded the porch. And I'm like, okay, it's not watercolor, but this is still beautiful.
He framed it nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Like sure. It was like, okay, they still made it, you know, it's not the same. Of course, the best telling of Lilo and Stitch still happens in Kingdom Hearts, but that's the case for everything. Yeah. No, you do see, I love it. You see Stitch after their world gets lost in Kingdom Hearts 2. Mm-hmm. And then later, when you're playing one of the like prequel games, you see Stitch on the spaceship when he first broke out. And I was like, that payoff is so cool. Because you can't do that in movies. Like a movie, you have to tell the story coherently. But in the game, it's like, man, so many years happened between these games. And like, I'm exploring. And I'm like, oh, seeing his story in different parts and spread out through years of my life. I'm like, okay. Because sometimes in movies, I feel like you lose a sense of meaning. Because movie, it's 2 hours. And you're like, wait a minute. That's right. An entire lifetime has passed.
Yeah.
In some of these films. Yeah. But no, that was cool. I love that.
Hey guys, Christian here to talk about our YouTube page. That's where you can go find us at youtube.com/@systematicgeekology. We have exclusive stuff there, exclusive videos where you can just hear other topics that you'll never hear on the podcast proper. These include things like comic book catch up, where we're discussing the newest comics that we're reading, Friday Night Frights, where Joe Day and I explore a cryptozoological, paranormal, ufological item of discussion. Has a lot of good fun there. Have a lot of great times with him. We have spontaneous YouTube shorts that we decided to do, a topic we wanted to discuss. They're in a very short form. We do them there as well. You can interact with us live as we're recording like a What's New episode or something like that. You have something you want to chime in? Well, how can you do it unless you head over to youtube.com/@systematicgeekology. All right, guys. See ya.
Yeah, so let's try them out with the ratings. Do you have anything else to add as far as like the means? I know we talk a lot about child services. We talk a lot about like Ohana means family. And do we give each other space to grow or do we stay together because family is the most important thing? But
for the who's the head of the alien corporation?
I don't know if they gave her a name in the live action.
Okay,
yeah. In the animated, she's literally just called Chancellor Woman. That's just her name in the credits.
Chancellor Palpatine, okay.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was emphasized enough where she was able to pivot, you know, where she sees the connection. And for her to let Stitch grow, she had to change.
Yeah.
So I think it was a huge thing where they let her change and to let him stay. And that goes unnoticed, I think, because I think that is a big deal.
Both films.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it is really cool. I like that. And that's like in the animated, she was going to take him anyway. And Lilo shows her little paper that's proof that they adopted him. And she goes, well, I mean, technically that's binding.
Okay.
Yeah. I kind of missed that bit because it was kind of funny in the cartoon. The other thing the live action didn't do that does upset me. And part of the problem is the live action was trying to tell a new story. So it couldn't include all the stuff from the original, but it also was trying to include enough that people weren't mad that it was, you know, they didn't want to be nothing like the original because that would have made everybody really angry. So you had a lot of stuff like still including the Ohana, even though that wasn't the meaning of this film and that kind of stuff. But I think what the film didn't stress enough is how lost and how broken some of the stuff felt. In the cartoon, you feel it. It's heavy, man. In the animated, it feels like it's almost moving too fast to feel it.
Sure.
Yeah, I think that was the thing, because when they should have included the lost duckling, so the ugly duckling still, I think. And I understand why they were trying, that can be a problematic book now or whatever, but like in that Amy version, when Stitch takes the book and he's out in the thing and he's realized that he's alone, he doesn't have a family, and he's, I'm lost. I mean, man, I needed that moment still. Mm-hmm. Like, it's such a moving, but that's the thing that, you know, we make change, we do stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I feel like if they were good, if given a little bit more time, we would have had that. And that's what makes a lot of this stuff meaningful, is when you connect with it. Like, we've all had that feeling of like lost, or the line in both films of where Stitch goes, this is my family. It's broken, but it's still good.
No, oh, man.
Like, we all connect with some of this stuff. And making that connection, and then saying, what do we do with it? Do we decide as a family we're going to stick together, or do we decide to let each other go? And what's it look like to find a good middle ground? Because I don't think, you know, it's one or the other. In real life, we don't have a fun portal gun that lets you do both. So we have to kind of find a way to balance this for ourselves. And that can be hard to do. As a dad, you might be able to speak to this a little bit more. Do you have any, like, thoughts as far as, like, how do we balance this idea of, like, Ohana means family, we stick together, and also giving each other space to grow?
No. This is definitely that lesson that I learned quickly when you have kids, but not just the kids, but when you're in a relationship with someone, with anyone, you can't control that person to do what you want. And to control them is to not have a relationship with them. So you need to let them grow and flourish in the way that you need to grow and flourish yourself. And the less of you interrupting them is probably best. But that's definitely a big thing from that one that I did appreciate.
Yeah. It's a, people know I quote this book too much. C.S. Lewis and the Four Loves. But when he talks about romantic love, and one of the really interesting things he talks about is, like, one of the weird problems with romantic love is a lot of times we try to change ourselves for the other person, right?
Like, right.
You want to be what's best for them. But the thing is, if you're truly in love, once you change to be there for them, you're not the person that they love anymore, because you changed who you are. So much of it is like, yes, like, I need to get off of this podcast so I can go spend time with my wife, because that's what I do Friday nights. But also, who I am that she loves is someone who does podcasts, is someone who is weirdly obsessed with Kingdom Hearts. And that not, might not be the stuff that she loves about me, but all of that is part of who I am. And if I don't indulge in Kingdom Hearts every now and then, I'm not going to be the same Josh. And it's weird. People notice. They don't know it's from Kingdom Hearts. But if I haven't touched that game in like a week, I will start hearing people like, Josh, are you okay? Are you? Because it's like, it's so much part of me that, like, if I don't touch it, people are like, I am not as joyful. I'm not as, like, you know, me as I am when I play it. So even if you don't care about Kingdom Hearts at all, you might care that I play it, because that's part of what makes me me. Does that make sense?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why I love your, like, Star Wars decked out room. Mm-hmm. And, and Christian needs to love that we love The Last Jedi, even if he doesn't love it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, man. Any final notes before we start wrapping this up then?
I need to go make a reservation to Ohana's now.
God, me too. Me too, man. I mean, there's so much Lilo and Stitch stuff, man. There's two different animes. A Japanese-produced one, the Stitch, and then a Chinese one that's newer, that's Stitch and AI.
Yeah.
If you want more of Angel. Yeah, if you want more of her, she's in Stitch and AI a lot. That's the Chinese anime one. She's so cool. I mentioned the comic book earlier, too, so it's great.
And the Lilo and Stitch, the original film, was the last film to come out of the Walt Disney World Studios.
Yeah, the MGM one, right?
MGM Studios, Florida.
Yeah, cool stuff. Well, then we'll go ahead and wrap this up. And as always, we are going to have a bonus question here in a minute. Just how would we imagine the events of the television series unfolding if the live-action version of Lilo and Stitch happened? So if they made a live-action show, because they didn't introduce Gantu, what would happen? How do we get there? We're going to answer that question just for our Patriot Captivate and Apple Podcast listeners. But for now, we do have to give a recommendation. I gave mine early on accident. I'm sorry. It's the Lilo and Stitch comic. Check it out. It's great. Evan, any recommendation for our listeners?
I'm going to do a cheat and do the, what was it called? I read the Haunted Mansion comic books for one of our other episodes, and that was really cool. That was really cool, and that shows the proper storytelling of Disney. So check that out.
Yeah, it's great stuff. Yeah, there's all the Disney Kingdoms comic series.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah, but. Thank you, Evan. Thank you, listeners. If you're on your laptop, consider rating and reviewing our show on Podchaser or GoodPod. That's going to help gain recognition, make it easier to find in search engines like Google, Yahoo, if people use that still, AOL, maybe. Does AOL even exist? Who knows? Ask Jeeves. If you're on your phone, consider rating and reviewing or commenting on our show, Apple Podcasts or Spotify. That's where most people listen. So doing that there is going to help prioritize our show over there. It's a lot of help. It takes like 2 seconds. It's free. Please consider it. We appreciate it. We also appreciate our sponsor, Trip Fuller, as well as all of our sponsors on Apple Podcasts, Captivate, and Patreon. You guys rock. If you want to be like Trip, again, remember you can donate to our show for $3 a month on those three platforms, Apple Podcasts, Captivate, or Patreon. It goes a long way to helping the show keep happening and makes us say your name.
Pew, pew.
All right, guys, again, thank you so much for listening to us talk about your favorite Hawaiian alien combo. And remember, we're all a chosen people, a geekdom, a priest. Until next time.
Here at Systematic Ecology, we believe in a few things. We believe that there is freedom in Christ to like what you like. We believe that Christian nationalism is a heresy. And probably most important that I'm going to talk about today, at least, is that we believe the best place to spend your extra cash is on the Systematic Ecology merch store. That's right. This is a shameless shill for our own products. We go through Creator Spring, and we have a few great products on there. Me personally, I'm a big like black shirt kind of guy, you know, muted colors. But there's nothing better to like throw a little some extra on there with like a black baseball cap, the dad hat with the Systematic Ecology logo on it. That's a classic. I just really think if you've got a couple, you know, 30 extra dollars, that's for us.
Hello, Systematic Ecology listeners. This is Kevin here. Just want to give a brief ad for some of the other podcasts in our Anazal podcast network. First of all, off is Let Nothing Move You by Christian Ashley, in which Christian goes through the Bible one chapter at a time and gives his thoughts there. There is also The Bible After Hours, which is a more progressive take on the Bible that tries to challenge the status quo with satire and looks at theology. The host uses the pseudonym, the Foulmouth Preacher. And as a bonus, Joshua Noel does the voices for this one. So definitely check that one out. And also, And We'll Laugh About That Later is the newest podcast that our own Will Rose is starting, where he will interview friends about a story they had that wasn't funny at the time, but that they laugh about now. So definitely check out these shows and subscribe to us wherever you get your pods. Thank you very much.